Trash, quick question before we get started, though. You ever seen one of these before? It's called the vegetable.
I thought it was going to be something exotic. I was like, wait a minute. So, fun fact, I actually love carrots, but you want to know the carrot I have? A chocolate carrot.
How is that possible?
Anyway, sorry.
Hey,
one
of that, vegetable, and he has on his desk a chocolate version of that vegetable.
That's... I could not have scripted that. I could not have thought of that as a possibility.
I can't believe
to
that. Yeah, to be honest, I can't believe that actually happened. I was like, I can't believe I have a chocolate carrot right here. They're delicious, by the way. You know? Just want to let you know that. Also, happy Easter. Did you guys have a good Easter?
Great Easter.
Great Easter.
Did you all do like the Easter egg hunt stuff or what?
No.
We did a little bit of Easter egg hunts, went to church, et cetera, et cetera. My grandparents, so my kids' great-grandparents, they hid Easter eggs in one of the rooms of their house, closed all the doors, made it dark, and gave all the kids flashlights. It was sick. As in their great-grandkids, not me. I didn't get to hunt for them anymore. They decided I'm too old for that, but my kids got to go searching with flashlights, and that was
ageism.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Bringing it up to HR. My grandparents are in trouble.
I would.
Dude, speaking of flashlights, I stayed in a haunted hotel over spring break. And I went ghost hunting by myself. It was amazing. It was the best time of my life.
Did you find any?
I have so many questions.
Dude, it was like, first of all, I didn't find anything, which was very disappointing. But I walked around this hotel for like 2 hours by myself late at night. And I was just like, please, I just want like a dead nun to just come flying out the wall and try to kill me.
Do you actually want that? Wait. So hold on. I want to experience it, even though it's scary. So I just want to get the summary right. The best time of your life was walking around a hotel by yourself for 2 hours and not finding anything.
Well, it could have happened. Maybe I got to look at my footage again, you know, because I was recording.
Okay.
So maybe.
They like in the corner. There's a little like thing, sparkle, unexplained sparkle. Yeah.
I was FaceTiming my wife because she was like in bed, and I was like, "Is there anything behind me? You see anything?" It was amazing. I didn't even know it was haunted.
Hey, hold on. Time out. Wait, hold on.
What do you mean you didn't know it was haunted? You just were walking around a random hotel looking for a ghost. There must be a ghost here.
This is what happened. Well, before you guys ask your questions, we were talking to other kids' parents. We're like, yeah, we're staying at this hotel. And one of the parents gave us like a scared look and like, you're staying there? And then she told us that they had an experience. And I was like, wait, what? So then we Googled it. And this is like a famous haunted hotel. And I was like, yeah. And then I was sitting at the bar, like just ramping myself up, watching haunted YouTube videos at the bar before I went upstairs. I was just like, yeah, I know exactly where to go. And I just went to all the hot spots. You know, it was pretty cool. It was amazing. Actually, it was like literally, I've always wanted to do this, and it was, I can't even explain. Like, I was just on a high the whole time. I was just like, yes, please, someone scare me. And I went to like the room where like this like dead person is, and I was just like standing outside the room, just like waving by myself in the hallway. I look like a psychopath, but it's okay. It's cool.
All right, speaking of ghost stories, we also had a little bit of a ghost story over the last weekend. And my kids all got super terrified because they're my house right now. Due to like a wall being taken down, some foundation issues, and then a whole bunch of rain, has my entire basement completely stripped of all everything. It's just studs down there. So they go run around with just studs on this podcast here.
That's what I was just about to say. Whoa, like this pod?
You know what I'm saying?
My startup, dailybjj.ai, is going nuclear.
Congratulations on product market fit. Sorry I called you the Diffler.
I knew you weren't the Diffler. I always thought it was the intern with the weird glasses.
You should have seen his coat. But anyways, if you want to get in the ground floor of this thing, you take an angel investments.
So, you finally cracked the case, Merge Cop.
You put the white space in the diff. You made the synthetic traffic. You made me approve that PR. You're the Diffler, and I always knew it.
You've merged your last PR, Diffler.
I already clicked merge on my PR 35 seconds ago.
Huh? My merge is blocked.
Curse you, Code Roberts!
You saved the city from a code review-related crime.
Thanks, Commish.
Well, technically it was Code Rabbit that saved the day. Not only do they have advanced AI features that can detect security vulnerabilities, like what the Diffler was trying to merge, they also have ways to enforce styling, linting, and a variety of other tools, and so you can stop wasting time reviewing code that humans don't need to review.
You can try it yourself at coderabbit.ai.
So, MergeCop, I would say it's a little misleading to say you did it all by yourself.
Huh. Would you like some cake?
Oh, sure, thanks.
So my kids are all running around downstairs and all that, and they come back, and they're freaked out. And so we're like, what happened? And so this is the story. They were running around with their flashlights on their phone, and they only had one phone, so it was just one flashlight, a 13, a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old were all running around. And then apparently a guy shows up, and multiple kids say they saw the guy. And then the person who's holding the phone actually had their flashlight go out, and it went pitch black at that point. And so for the next like minute, they all struggled to try to figure out how to figure out like how to get up the stairs, and they were just screaming.
Wait, they saw a dude in your basement?
Yeah, in the basement, and people are so freaked out. So of course I said, okay, let's go over. Let's do this. So I get out the flashlight and walk around.
Were you scared?
No, of course not. First off, ghost is scared is the wrong term. It'd be dread if I thought there was like a super powerful spirit.
Maybe I touched the bell.
Yeah. Just like the judge. So I didn't think I was going to experience any form of that. No, I wasn't even going to get to the fringes of the numinous. So I go in there, and we go around to each room, and I can tell they're scared. They are standing right behind. They're, like, huddled against me. Like,
dude, that's insane.
And so I go to the spot where they see it. I'm like, it doesn't work there. Let's just leave. It's not a big deal. So I start walking back, but then I was like, I saw the other room, and it just kind of looked like something weird was on the floor. So I turned, and they all followed me. They, like, stuck to me. They're like, they're not even leaving near me. And so I show in that room, saying like, look, see, it's just a bunch of, you know, pulled out insulation, not a big deal. So we started walking back. And the moment I turned the corner, I screamed, aah! You know, like, and then, of course, they all just break. Like,
wait,
a couple, there were some tears.
Them?
Let's just say that there were some tears. And I act like I just freaked out. And, of course, they just screaming. Just to see what would happen.
That is so mean.
It was so awesome, dude. It was so awesome. I got so good.
I mean, the fact that there's multiple kids that saw somebody.
Yeah, that was
dude.
That
you
was
got it. You have to. You need to investigate that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to go down there by yourself with a candle for like 8 hours and just sit there.
Trish, you're gonna see something if you look by candlelight for 8 hours.
One of those like little like radio. You got to get like a radio and turn the frequency.
They call the sound boxes.
Yeah, you got to get one of them down there.
Trash.
So you can pick up some signals. From the beyond.
We need a paranormal episode of the stand-up where we're following
oh
you
God.
Around.
We should just all go as like a paranormal stand-up.
Yep.
Do a stand-up in the
basement.
World's most haunted place.
Yep. What's the world's most haunted place? Do we know where that is?
There's something
in
South Dakota.
Trash knows.
Pennsylvania, there's a state penitentiary.
Okay.
I told you, he was
like, it's like one
off
of the most
top of
ones.
His head.
That it's sounds,
on his
that sounds like
list.
A... Yeah, that sounds like there'd be one there. Welcome to the stand-up today. We have an extremely special episode, as always, is Tej DV, Casey Muratori, legendary game dev, and Trash Dev. And this special week, Trash Dev is going to walk us through the app he's been creating, one of his very first vibe-coded apps, which very well may lead to his divorce. So I'm very excited about the outcome of this application. So please, Trash, take the stage and tell us all about it.
May I interject for a moment
yes.
before Trash takes the stage?
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be a new place on YouTube for you to watch the full episodes of the stand-up. We're going to upload
Ooh.
Them. The link will be in the description. It's just a channel for the full episodes. I know some of you guys have been saying in the comments, you want the full episode on YouTube. We hear you. We're going to make that happen. That'll be easy. You'll still see some shorter, little tighter edited versions showing up on Prime's channel. He's
yep.
like, I can't have videos that are an hour long. My audience, they've only got 8-minute maximum attention spans. Okay.
True.
They've got maximum 8 minutes, and that's he's pushing them. Every week he tries to add 1 second to the video. By the time you're 100 years old, you'll be able to watch a 12-minute video. You're gonna be just safe.
You'll
and sound
be thanking it. Me before you die on your deathbed,
exactly.
buddy.
And they say YouTube's making you dumber. They haven't seen the Primogen's channel. So, anyways. That's there, so just be on the lookout for that. We'll have links in the description and everything for that. This episode will also be there, so you could be able to hear Trash's ghost stories or whatever just happened before this. Trash, take it away.
I meant a better ghost story. Anyways, so I should preface this, right? Because I don't think everyone actually knows the lore.
Yep, start at the beginning.
If you're married, which I doubt many of you are in chat, but if you were to get married or have a significant other, there will be a time where you will get in arguments. Petty arguments, but okay, let me just paint the story. Me and my wife...
So far, so good, dude.
Yeah. I'm fast forwarding this. Okay, so me and my wife, we get a little... We're a happy couple, first of all. Let me put the disclaimer there. But she's like me. She's basically... Oh, she's not like me. She's a way better person than me. But we have a similar sense of humor when it comes to just me and her. Sometimes I or she does things that were kind of just like, the fuck, you know? Why'd you do that? So... I would always bring up things. So there's an example, and I'll just say it. I hope she's not listening. She might be like outside the door. But
by the way, she was listening.
She's gonna.
The first
I mean, it's gonna get forwarded. It's gonna get
so
forwarded.
So my wife already knows about this because we spoiled it on the stand-up, and she was standing outside the door, and she got really upset at me. But anyways, we'll get into arguments where I'm like, "Oh, you left food in the sink." Because I'm like a big pet. Like I hate leaving food in the sink that's like sitting on the thing that gets caked to it. Like I like to wash everything down the drain. And she would do that late at night, and then go to bed. I'll wake up in the morning, and I'll see it. And I'm like, ah. Oh. She did it again. And then I'd bring it up and she'd be like, I don't do that. And I'm like, yes, you do. She's like, prove it. I'm like, well, I can't prove it. And then after about 20 years of that, I finally decided to do something about it. So I have this thing.
We are inches away from being like an episode of like a daytime talk show with that setup. Like
after 20 years, we finally
decided to do something about it. Please welcome to stage Trash Dev.
Yeah, well, you can't build the app early because you'll definitely get divorced. So you gotta lock them in 20 years from now, and then like. They're too invested at this point.
I was going to say we're really close to Trash doing an in-person episode of The Stand-Up with us because he has to live at my house.
Yeah. He just pops up on your camera and you're like, what's going on? Oh, Trash is sleeping on my couch.
Yeah. He made a vibe-coded app. It's complicated.
It's a long story.
Very complicated.
Okay.
We'll get to how my wife feels about all this, and she's definitely going to listen to this episode. But anyways, so... The interesting part about this is I always wanted to vibe code app just to see what it's like. But at the same time, I was like, how far can I take this? So I'm going to show you guys what I got. We call it, it's called receipts because obviously if you get an argument, you're like, yo, bro, I got the receipts. Bam, in your face. You can't divorce me because we've been married for 20 years. Well, not that long, like 10 years.
Shit. I'm pretty sure they still can.
What's the year? 2026.
2026, 10 years. Quick. Okay.
10-year of marriage. Okay, so you can't divorce me at this point. But I get
you
other
are wrong
divorced.
By a decade.
Absolutely can. Yeah.
We've been together for
20 years, and now you're like,
because we've been together for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you imagine is going to happen? Like, you're going to go in front of the judge, and she's going to be like, I would like a divorce because of this ridiculous app that this clown made and is trying to tell me. And like,
clown?
And then you're like, Your Honor, I'm an upstanding citizen. I'm a computer programmer at Netflix. And, like, she left food in the sink. And you think the judge is just going to go, well, I find in favor of Trash Dev because they've been married 10 years. Like, that's what he's going to say.
Yeah. So
that seems pretty good.
Also, when I bring it up, I'm not like, all mean about it. I'm just like, hey, you know, I just got some
How
truth,
is that? How can you,
know?
You do that not mean?
I said, did I sound nice when I said it?
What do you
mean?
But you can't sound nice. It's not possible. Like the act itself is mean.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I can't use this app anymore. So that's the TLDR of my app. She made me uninstall. Dude, she made me uninstall it after like 2 days because she did something, and I walked up and I was like, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm using my app. I got to test it." And she's like, "Uninstall that shit right now." I was like. But we'll get it. But I can use it again, but under certain circumstances. So she uses it against me right now. So I have a whole like pile against me.
All right, well, good.
So we're like,
she's
we're
testing it. That's good.
All right, well,
good.
Continue. Yeah. Tell them what the app is. Nice. Tell them what the app
okay.
is.
Okay. But effectively, like, you're just getting receipts. You're just photo documenting as things happen. You can categorize them. So I'll show you. Let me switch scenes real quick. Let me show you the little thingy-ma-bob. Let me see. We got the desktop. Boom. Can you see?
Whoa.
Can you
see stuff? There's a phone there.
I know. This is just the landing page. So this is called receipts. So it's going to see a pop-up. Boom. Use at your own risk, right? So,
Use at your own risk.
And I give you like the steps, you know? So it's like, how can I commercialize this?
Oh, right?
So like, here's the first step. Pause it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm using it, but how can I make it like more available to everybody else? And that's like kind of where I got the fun out of it. I was like, let's just make this, try to make this an actual real thing. Whether it takes off or not, it doesn't matter, but it was like a good experience. And I've never shipped an iPhone app in my life. I've never swiped in my life. Never done any of this. So it was like a good experiment to kind of just like what it's like for a vibe coder and see like how everyone's like, this model's the best and I can do all this and blah, blah, blah. So I kind of went like balls to the wall of this and just like used AI the full 100% vibe coded. And yeah, it was interesting. So this is the onboarding thing. Your privacy matters because obviously people are going to be like, oh, I don't want you to share my photos. And I think you have to do that.
Quick question. Since you've 100% vibe coded it, how do you know that your privacy actually does matter?
I don't, but there's but.
There you go. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I do know. I checked the local storage. I read through the code a little bit for that specifically. I did like kind of audit the code and make sure. But, you know, I'm not calling external services. I'm not calling like PlanetScale or some company like that, right?
Trash. I mean, you just say, hey, Claude, is this secure or not? That's how you find out.
Yeah. You say, source, trust me, bro. And then you just put that in the footer. You know what I'm saying?
No problem.
So this is like the onboarding phase. So you can follow your receipt or whatever, and then that's it. And then I'll show you like the actual live demo. Like I'll share my actual phone and we'll get to that. So any questions so far? Nice. That's like literally just the onboarding screen. So that's basically how can I just like pretend I'm taking a nap for the
Where
masses,
are you
going to
put
saying?
The, one of the things we had talked about that was really important for the app was like, where are you going to put the little ad for divorce lawyers, like on the onboarding thing to save to contacts?
So we have a settings screen and I can add some documentation or links to like lawyers and stuff in your local area. You know, I can do geolocation.
Well, I was thinking they would pay you to get their placement in there because it's like direct, like commission probably.
It's
like,
true.
You
know?
Yeah.
It's true. All right. You guys want to see it in action?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Wait, I have a question already on this stuff.
Yeah, go. Ask it.
So it said start tracking or skip for now.
Mm-hmm.
What is the thing that you could skip?
Making your first receipt. So say like I wrote like Casey here. If I didn't actually know what to track yet, I would just skip it and just get into the actual app.
Okay. You know so I mean? Basically like you're making categories like leaving food in the sink. And then like you're saying you're going to create your first category.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll show you in the next screen. So this where I'm about to show you now is what it's like when you actually like join the app or actually onboard. So boom. Let's see. Is this going to work? Please work. Okay.
Oh,
this is killing me. Keep going. Keep going, trash.
Yes.
It's literally like, I can't imagine someone doing this. Okay. Keep going.
I can imagine because I'm looking right at it. Yeah. Okay,
is everything stable?
Yes, stable. Yeah. Oh, it's very stable.
Well, the app is,
Yeah, the app is stable. The app's looking great,
Trash. The app is so stable.
You've done a great job.
Is the screen just flying around the screen right now? Like, is
no, it's the marriage that we're talking about.
No, Trash.
Oh, you're talking about my marriage. Oh, okay, we'll get to that.
Yep.
So here's the app. So obviously I have myself first here. So you can pick yourself. You can do other people. So I have like mom, my son, myself. And you can kind of go through each category and kind of have your receipts here. So I can go boom, boom. So that's the receipt. So this is like if you want to add your receipt, you can go ahead and do this here, or then you can switch it to somebody else, or you can add a new person, all right? And then do your receipt there. But if you already have existing ones, oh my God, my phone is frozen.
Sick app, bro.
Oh my God. It's because I'm sharing it. I swear this app works. Hold on. We're starting this bad boy. I also have a widget. Spoiler. Here's the feed.
The
so like
screen.
After you do it, you can have the feed here, right? So this is my feed.
I can't trash.
So this is my feed. So you can go here. You know, I got I got toys on the floor. You know what I'm
saying? I can't handle this.
This is food in the sink. You know, like, come on.
What's the food? Is it
that strawberry leaf?
Thing?
And you see those things in the top left corner?
That's food in the sink. That is food strawberry leaf.
In the sink.
What's happening?
That is food in the sink. If you guys do this, you're disgusting. How do you live like this?
I like how the solution is you wash out the sink, but you're like, no, you gotta take a picture. I'm gonna build it.
Like the time it would take you to just wash the strawberry down the garbage disposal.
Well, you know what? I do wash the sink, and I've had enough. Okay,
so but you have time to take a photo.
Also, note this is all under my own profile for said reasons.
Hey, I have a quick question. Trash, your feed was filled with stuff other people did. Wouldn't your feed be filled with the things you did?
No, this is all under. So I'm not using like a real feed for right now, but this picture was under my wife at one point in time. Which I am not allowed to do that anymore. So I put her under my sexual demo. And she's definitely going to be watching this. So I love you, Candace. So this is now under me. So, yeah. And then we have, like, you know, laundry in my office. I do that all the time. So my wife calls me out. She's like, you're disgusting.
I was like, dude, this is dangerous. I've seen your office. Every day she can take a picture. She can literally just take this podcast and say, look behind you.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah, we are documenting.
Gives you the tag in the bottom and everything. And then we'll see what we got here. So this is a good thing. So you can also use it for good and bad. So I folded the laundry. I folded the laundry the other day, and I wanted to like feel good about myself.
Quick question.
So I logged it. So
why was the if you folded the laundry, why is it all over the floor?
Yeah, why is it on the floor, Trash?
Because I gotta show my wife that I folded it before I put it away.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. Does that make sense?
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
No, that makes sense, Trash.
It doesn't make that much sense.
But yeah, I'm on team.
No, guys, it's obvious because when he does it this way, he can spread it out. It looks like he did 10 times the laundry when he put away.
Well, there's actually a method to my madness. There's like my wife's clothes, my kids' clothes, and blah.
I do like stacking in the middle and then putting away by stack.
And then when I do, it's like everyone come grab your pile and then take them to your room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what you're saying?
No, you can't disagree with me. I'm right. Okay, so here, so say I want to go like, Casey said something silly, and I want to log it. You can hit this camera button, and I can pick the receipt for him. And then, boom, camera mode.
Yep.
And then, you know, I can do a little, I can do a video.
Videos as well. Yep. Trash.
Or, you know, I can just do a regular photo, or I can, you know, switch to selfie. You know what I'm saying? I can do all this stuff, you know? or I can open up my camera roll, which I will not do because this is my actual phone.
I will not do that.
But you can, you know, take a little photo.
Do it. No balls.
No balls. I have no balls in this situation. I don't know what's in there. So, yeah, then I can log it, and then boom. Bada bing, bada boom. Right? And so then you can go here.
Let's get a stats. Clapper, Trash. That's working.
Yeah, this is pretty good. We got stats here.
You got a leaderboard?
Yeah, we got stats. Like, I just, you know, I snapped 5 things. I have a 2-day streak. Like, you did some bad stuff for 2 days. You can see the top receipts, everything. And then you have, like, your config, which is like nothing crazy.
Go premium. Whoa, go back. Let's
see. Whoa, what's that?
We got premium. Your boy got paid features, okay?
You're
only allowed to do receipts for up to 3 people. Anybody after that is $2.99. Okay?
Oh, okay.
$2.99 once or $2.99 a month?
A month. Or you can pay $20 for the year and it's like a 40% discount. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, so, that's crazy good.
If you want to support your boy Trash, you know, throw $2 at my face, okay?
That's $3, Trash.
Oh, yeah, $3.
That is, in fact, $3.
That's not my strong suit. But there you go. So then you go like this. Oh, let me show you the widget, okay? So say you're walking around and your partner just pissed you off. You're at the restaurant. They did something mad. But you don't have time. You don't have time to open the app and select the receipt.
Yeah.
True. True. Relatable.
Use case. Yeah.
Say they didn't split the bill and you're just like, what? Oh. Are you kidding me? Boom. We got a
split
widget.
Split the bill with my wife?
Yeah. But it's just a hypothetical. Okay. Don't. Okay. So.
Sorry.
Let's say you and your friend. Your friend. You can split the bill. Yeah. Let's just say me and TJ went out to lunch and he's like, you pay. And I was like, what do you mean? So, boom.
True. And that would be good. That's
snap
useful.
Of TJ. Didn't pay for this, but you know what? I didn't have time to pick the receipt because I only had time to snap the photo. So then I can change where it goes afterwards. So now I can say, let's go ahead and change it and let's go pick where else we need to do it. You know, and then if I don't want it, I can cancel it. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. I like that. That's a good flow right there. So I look like these, the kind of guy right now that would not split the bill with you. That would make you pay trash. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So, Michigan won yesterday, so I had to get that.
Oh, out. They National did. Champs, yeah, you're right. National you're right. Champs.
Go blue. I forgot my wallet going out on like friend dates. And so I've forgotten the wallet. So I could see receipts being very useful for my friends. Mm-hmm. They'd snap a photo of me not paying for anything because I forgot my wallet again.
Right.
Yeah, that is true.
So I have all these user flows. There's so many random user flows in this.
Trash, I think you've done a lovely job. You are clearly a vibe coding champion, and I commend you for that. But.
Uh-oh.
This app is absolutely terrifying. Why have you made this? Why did you make this, Trash?
A man hits a point in his life where enough is enough.
So this is your version
of falling
down. She's
gonna watch the episode, bro. She's gonna
let me tell you that. So I'm not allowed to use this app anymore.
That's kind of my point a little bit, Trash.
Okay, I wonder why,
that's
Trash.
Sort of what I'm talking about.
Well, okay, well, that's fine. That's just me. Not all. Maybe other people do. So I use it now for only good things or for good things. So I'm like, oh, like, that was a nice gesture you did today. Let me record it. Take a little picture so I can just remember, go through my feed of all the sweet little nothings my wife and kids have done for me. So you can use that for good things. It doesn't have to be only bad things. Like at the end of the day, it's just tracking like whatever.
But you called it receipts, right? Like is the point.
So I got receipts on your good behavior, Casey.
But those are called like affirmations or compliments. No one calls those receipts. Like no one asks for receipts when they get complimented. Like someone's like, boy, you did a nice job yesterday. Oh yeah, prove I did a nice job. That's not a thing that happens in the world.
You can have this lunch for free. Oh yeah, show me the receipt.
Yeah.
No, I got a scenario for you. Let's say someone on the internet is being mean to Casey and says, Casey's mean all the time. I'm like, nah, bro, I got the receipts. He's a nice guy.
Oh, true. Boom. Okay, Trash. Plus
boom.
One.
Headshot.
Trash, wait. I need to get a quick... Trash, great point. I'm putting that in the receipt.
Yep. All right, Trash. Is this an actual real app that's on the App Store that people can download?
It's on the App Store. It's only up on iPhone, so Android users can use it. But got receipts on the App Store? 5 stars, baby. Let's go. Let's go. But no, like, but seriously, like,
I don't want to be a dick. Trash, show
the default picture, Trash, that you have for capture timestamped photo and video proof on the App Store. What? Show the App Store listing for the app.
Oh, let's you want to see the App Store listing? Oh,
yeah, I want that to get shown after you say it doesn't have to be bad things. And then the photo
it doesn't have to be, but it should be.
Got receipts. Can you open that second photo there for us, Trash?
whose sink is that, Trash?
Trash.
Yo, this is all AI-generated photos. Dude, if this sink was in my house, I'd have an aneurysm. I swear.
Okay.
Everyone
okay.
would have an aneurysm with that sink, Trash. I agree.
Capture timestamped photo and video proof. Scroll proof in the order it happened. Mm. Separate timeline for each person.
Yep.
Streaks totals. What shows up most? We got a little description
here.
Does
it sync between different, like, can you and your wife share the same one, or it's just local to you?
No, it's all local only. Local only. But, I mean, you know, if this takes off, maybe I'll add some features.
I could see premium being you actually have a family.
Yeah.
That maybe you should rename something different than family, because that
family
can't last very long.
Family plan is so funny. The family plan.
Yeah.
Which family would you like to destroy?
But Trash, if you have the family plan one, you have to recommend not buying it in a yearly one, because it's not super likely that they'll make it through the entire year.
Okay, here's this feature that I didn't put in because apparently the App Store probably wouldn't like it. I had an expose feature. Where if you hit a certain threshold, you get an expose button, and I'll make like some nice video for you that just like calls them out like in a cutscene.
like a Google Photos memory thing.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
It's
like a hype video. A hype video like just calling you out on your terrible habits.
The scathing expose is so good.
So that... I might make that. We'll see. But apparently, like, if I do that, I'm not sure if the App Store will, because it's kind of like defamation of like somebody. So
how's it defamation? Defamation
has to be false. So I'm pretty sure if you actually have receipts, those are true. Unfortunately,
that's the whole point of the app.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
So I guess in my head I'm picturing something right. like, you know, Peter Gabriel Salisbury Hill is playing and there's just shot after shot of a filthy sink like happening. Is that like what we're imagining here? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Like I was thinking the sad dogs one. Okay. I was thinking the sad dogs, and it's just, is that Sarah McLachlan, right?
Yeah. Okay. In the
the sink slowly fading in and out.
It would always come on like late night TV. Terrible. Yeah.
So, Trash, here's the thing that I would suggest for this horrid app that should never have been made.
I think it should have been made. I think it's great.
This is the best app ever, Casey.
This is terrible, and so many lives will be ruined. Although what I will say about that is, like I said, I don't want to be too much of a dick here, and I am an Android user. This is an Android phone.
You are safe.
We're safe.
So I'm just going to, this is kind of like, you know, when you say like, when you make fun of an ethnicity that you are or something and you, that excuses it, right? It's like, I am an Android user. Yep. And I will say that it seems like probably the best target demographic for this may actually be on Android, Trash. I'm just going to say.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean,
having it only on one device sounds like divorce material because now my wife could keep receipts on me, but I cannot keep receipts on her.
Asymmetric warfare.
Tell your wife to download it. Let me start logging some things. You know,
okay, my wife would love that, by the way. It is very asymmetric. I'm going to show her this app. She is going to definitely download it, and we're going to use it.
Dude, my wife is using it against me as we speak. Okay, I'm using it for affirmations. I'm using it as the affirmation app.
Here's a monetization suggestion for you. So I don't know if you have this feature yet, but I think there should be a feature where you set a threshold, right? So you go to a category, your dirty sink, and mm-hmm. you set like a threshold of 10. That's just it's a number.
Okay.
Every time 10 new photos of the dirty sink have accrued, it packs those into one JPEG, emails it to the person who you are targeting. Right? Uh-huh. I'm going to use the word targeting here because it does feels like what's going on.
Oh, you're definitely targeting.
It emails it to them and goes like, it's happened another 10 times is the subject. It's like, here are the photos of you living stuff in the sink. The monetization part is at the footer of that. You sell ad space to divorce attorneys there.
Ooh.
Casey, I've got one better.
So at the bottom, it's like, are you tired of receiving this horse shit from Trash Dev? Click here to file for to find divorce attorneys in your area.
That's
actually
a good
idea. Better than this. All right, Trash, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to monetize anything? Loot boxes.
Loot.
Okay.
So what's the loot box? Loot box is after you go to the family plan, you can buy new loot boxes depending on your role, legendary to common, right?
Okay.
Photos, receipts of yours that are on the other person's device get mysteriously lost.
Oh, whoa. Ooh.
And the receipts disappear.
I would also like to throw my hat in the ring of features.
Pay to expunge.
Which is, I'm going to go off of Casey's.
Yeah.
Let's say that you have a set of 10.
Yeah.
If you attempt to email it and the other person's holding on to, say, 10 of yours.
Oh, damn.
They can cancel it out and say, like, sorry, uno reverse, maybe hit you with an 11. And then you have to store up how many of them before you hit them with it because they could uno reverse you and actually hit you back only.
Dang.
So we're doing like 1v1s, huh?
Yeah, this is 1v1s. This is 1v1s.
Well, that's clearly what the app is set up to do. So.
Oh, no. You can be 1v up to three people, but for $2.99, you can be 1 versus how many people you want.
That's called a menage a trois, by the way. That's management of three, is what that word means. That's French for management of three.
Yep. Put your Apple strap on and get in that menage a trois.
Get your Apple strap on.
Well, yeah. This is for iPhone users, so, you know.
So when does Android land?
Oh, we can do it. There's a demand. You know, I can, me and my boy can get that up and running real fast.
This actually took
a lot of work with AI. This took a long time to, like, make it polished design-wise.
A lot of sinks could have been cleaned in the meantime.
Yeah, it's true. Well, the AI was at work while I was cleaning said sinks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
For 5 Trash, seconds. I think this needs a company behind it.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Terminal.shop.
A. B, I think that company name should be like Acrimony, but when spelled weird, like, you know, Acrimony dot Y or
A16Y.
Yeah, like something like that. And this should just be one app in a suite of apps. Like, I feel like you should start thinking of, like, other apps that make people unhappy and that help them spread that unhappiness to everyone else, which I think is Mark Zuckerberg's whole business model as well.
Casey, start at episode one of Black Mirror and just watch the episode.
Yes.
Whenever there's a piece of technology.
No, don't start at episode one. We've already talked about this. Start at episode two.
True. Not
one. Episode
two? Netflix order.
Yeah, episode two would be the bicycling one.
Oh,
this one's like unironically trash. This is episode three, season one, which is the entire history of you.
Yeah,
you actually made a Black Mirror project. Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you know it, I'm going to be integrated into like Meta glasses, so you can see everybody's receipt score on how much of a piece of crap they are.
And it'll auto the AI. Like that's your big AI play is. Really trash. Why am I sitting here having to document these transgressions by the other persons in my household? Why isn't the AI just finding
That's
all the things
wondering.
They did wrong for me and putting them in a big feed so that I know all the bad things about my family and can and tell them to their face, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, you can use the AI as Meta glasses,
yeah,
right? And you can just like tag the ones you want. If I see a dirty sink, I want you just to file it. Like just file it. I don't even want to
That's
think
what I was
about
thinking.
It.
It should
is that a strawberry?
It
file it.
No, but Prime, you're not thinking about the AI future, right?
Okay,
why am I even deciding that dirty sink is the thing? Why isn't the AI telling me how horrible my wife is for leaving the sink dirty? Why isn't the AI creating the whole like image of humanity that we demand of each other? Isn't that a beautiful world we could live in thanks to Acrimony.com?
Casey, that's a great point too, because I'm pretty sure all of the LLM's advice is scraped off of r/relationship advice from Reddit. And so I'm feeling pretty confident we'll be able to pick apart everyone else's position and confirm, yes, you are better than that person. You do deserve to leave.
Am I the asshole? No, you're not.
Yes.
All right, especially Cam.
By the way, I do have to read this. I do have to read this really quickly. So this is the entire history of you basic synopsis. It's like a one-liner.
Okay.
This episode is set in a future where a grain technology records people's audiovisual senses, allowing a person to rewatch their memories. The lawyer, Liam, attends a dinner party with his wife, becoming suspicious after seeing her zealously interact with her friends. And so he gets to rewatch every last little bit
Trash.
And have the receipts about how she acted.
Trash, you've created a Black Mirror episode.
My bad. I was like, there's no coming back from that. So, okay, hold on. Let me preface this. So before I built it receipts, I actually built it in a different version of an app for me. Well, it was more of like an actual wholesome app where you do document it, but I would actually like tell you like, how can I approach the person, you know, in a nice way and like have some actual like building blocks and like
constructive
are you having problems?
Dialogue.
Like, exactly. It's like, how can I bring this up without actually causing an argument? Or if they're an argument, how do you like handle their response?
Right.
So like, so it was called something called like littles because little things build up into something big. So like the icon was like a drop of water because drop of water has become puddles, whatever. So I had like a super nice angelic like theme. It was like all like spring colors and I had that aspect. And I was like, let's go to the bathroom.
But then I went to the kitchen, and there was the top of the strawberry in the sink, and I just lost it. And I was like, the hell with this, the hell with constructive, the hell with improving people's lives. You left shit in the sink again, goddammit, and here's the proof.
And look, the last time you did it was 7 months ago.
By the way,
you thought I forgot. I didn't forget. Look at the picture. Look at what you've done to me. Receipts.com. Sign up today.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Trash, I do have an alternative suggestion. You know, instead of making it like just going back to your spring app where you like can take a photo and then get like coaching advice about how to kind of approach the situation.
Right.
You could just pick up the strawberry leaf.
I do.
And then just forget it ever happened ever.
I'm just kidding. You know, it's just, I just wanted to,
Trash, honestly, it's not that bad of an app. People are going to ruin their life with it, but that's pretty common these days.
That's why the splash screen says use at your own risk.
Yeah, that's probably a good
idea. I already can't use it for what it was made to use. Like, I got banned after 24
you
hours.
You already ran through your own risk.
Dude, it was so funny. Every time I pulled my phone out, she would just like stare at me like she was going to murder me. I was like,
Trash,
it's doing what it's supposed to.
I have a question for you about you, which is, did this make you feel any better? Like, having made the app, was it cathartic at all? And now you're like, okay with the strawberry in the sink, or is it just a wash?
No, it was just supposed to be funny because
I also
do a lot of things
washed,
too.
Casey. Okay, that's the problem. There's strawberry.
Poor choice of words on my part. Now? I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, it was more like just to be funny because it's honestly not that big of a deal. But it's like when you do get.
But
you
made a whole
a big
app.
Argument. Yeah. Well, if AI didn't exist, this would have existed if AI didn't exist. I wouldn't have put enough effort to actually make it happen.
Okay.
So that's like that's specifically the main reason why it does exist because kind of low effort on my part. I can still do other things while it's building.
Okay.
But also because like. History about me and my wife, we're a very sarcastic couple. We talk trash to each other.
Okay.
All the time. Like, we just
talk. So you got your name?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think that she just talks to you. Is that what you're trying to say? She talks to you?
Yeah. You know? But like, but she's like me. She's basically, she's not like me. She's a way better person than me. But we have a similar sense of humor when it comes to just me.
Just
can
I say quick, before we get farther, you should have put that way earlier in the episode. There is a chance she does not
she's
make
not
it
watching
this far.
At this point.
Can you guys make a clip so I can show her that clip?
We should
put a stinger at the beginning of the episode. Yeah. It will be trash saying that coming soon. We'll save
look,
you.
53 minutes into the episode, I said you were a better person than me. And then it's like, well, I didn't see that. It's like, well, I clipped it on the receipts app. Here it is.
See what a good person I am?
Yeah.
I'm more curious to see what she gets on me because I know I do a lot of stuff, but I don't remember. So she's currently put – when she has a nice backlog, I'll show it to you all.
Yep.
Oh, that would be good.
That'd be good. Receipts for the receipts would be good.
Trash, I want to do an episode where we need to go over your download stats, your usage, some reviews. We need to come back to this and see where the app is later. Okay. Like how we did for the Apple straps.
If it takes off, we'll be putting some of those exposed features on there, you know?
Viral. Okay. It's going to go viral. Android.
I do. Let's see. Casey or TJ, does Kayleen have an iPhone?
She does not.
Okay. Because I was about to say, we should have all of the ladies get this app and see if we can compare.
This happened yesterday. I'm going to tell the story. It's embarrassing. I'm on the phone with Prime yesterday. I'm making coffee. I'm literally on the phone with them. I'm on a video call. I walk upstairs. I'm talking to Prime. I take out my terminal coffee beans. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Smells good. Pour them in. Grind them. Get it ready. Put them in the top of my little Mocha Master coffee maker. Fill in the water on the side. Start it going. Talking to Prime. Watching the coffee go up. That's weird. The top's filling up. I'm not really paying too much attention. All of a sudden, the water's all the way at the tip top of the filter area at the top. I just never put the carafe in the bottom of the coffee. It was just filling up inside. There was nowhere for the water to go. And then it spilled all over in my kitchen, and it wasn't so good. So that would be, I know
and
right away. I'm getting ahead of that story.
Now, hashtag ad, though, really quickly here, TJ. Yep. Is there any particular reason that the coffee smelled so good and delicious, though?
Oh, it was a special nil blend from coffee, only available at a terminal.shop event. It was pretty special. That's probably why I got so distracted. Just
right.
Now.
The coffee was so good.
The coffee was so good that I wasted it all. It's just overflowing into my kitchen and then having to go outside and dump grounds out. But yes.
All right, Trash, we are going to – I'll get my wife to install it and take some photos of the things I do wrong. And in 1 month from now, we should do a little review of what the missus has found. Mm-hmm.
I'll make an Android version. And when
she has iPhone. It'll be a comparison just for you and me. How bad are we?
Okay, 1v1?
I'm going to 1v1 you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cheating. It needs to be longer than a month because we're going to be gone twice in the next month.
Okay, true. All right, 2 months. It. 2 months.
Trash.
2 months, meet me on the playground, 1v1.
Trash.
Who left the most stuff out?
Leaderboards. Are leaderboards
I mean, we could do private leaderboards.
Dude, private leaderboards among a group of friends of who, like, yeah, like, who's the worst? Dude, it would be so funny to have groups of people in on it.
Like, hey, man, check out what my wife got on me. Oh.
Trash, I'm thinking being able to set the main receipt for a person in your, like, family so that when you share it with your friends, they can see that one, right? So, like, your wife shares your profile.
Hero
she's
image,
got
yeah.
your – here's, like, laundry on the ground again, you know. And it's, like, it kind of like
chronic
a daily
chronic laundry
status.
Leaving on the floor.
That should just be – it just sets your profile picture to whatever people have most often snapped of you. So your profile picture, like, if you leave stuff in the sink, is just a dirty sink.
Yeah, I like that. You are what you do.
Well, Trash, that was terrifying.
Did you guys like it? Should I bring it in?
It looks like the app looks great, Trash. I just, I'm mildly terrified. I'm just, mildly terrified for humanity. That's all.
Oh, dude, someone said achievements and badges.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
So, repeat offender.
Oh, my God.
It's a hot streak.
Terrible.
Yeah.
No, actually, if you do something good enough, it says, like, repeat receipt or something. You get, like, a badge on that one.
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh. Right.
Okay, well.
Thanks for sharing, Trash. I enjoyed that a lot.
I'm going to go cry.
I'm surprised I actually followed through and made it. I've been talking about it. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make it happen. I'm going to actually ship something to the App Store.
You know what, Josh? I think this podcast helped you ship that application because we've been referencing
it
so much.
It actually did.
That has me rethinking everything.
This is a good podcast for motivation.
Okay, Trash, can you at least give us one little blip about what was it like doing your first AI app?
Oh, great question. Great question.
I would say the hardest part was design, trying to get the AI to actually spit out something that looks good. So... If you want to do hey, wait a minute. So if you want to do design with AI, it's a little hard. I was using this app called Pencil, which oddly enough, dude, I went to the Pencil Discord and asked some questions, and they're like, dude, you're from the stand-up, we know about you. Dude, I was like, what?
That's
I was
right.
like, I'm gonna talk about it on the podcast. Come
That's
and watch.
Right.
And then he almost forgot.
Yeah, then he almost forgot.
50 how many minutes are we in until we said
first your wife and now Pencil. Yeah.
My wife has been a person to me and I use Pencil. Hello to everyone on the Discord.
No, honestly, that's it
for the stand-up this week. If you want to watch it on Spotify or whatever. Yeah.
No, but honestly, like, I was impressed on, like, honestly, I don't know code quality. I don't know Swift, but I was able to basically build this relatively quick. The hard part was just making it look good, and I used it to, like, help me go through the App Store review process. I had to help me go through user flows. Like, does this make sense? So I basically had a designer team, I had a product manager, and I had like a PRD, I had a TDD, and I was using those to have my prompts used to, like, feed everything. So every time I would make a change, I would make sure my mocks are updated, my PRD is updated, my TDD is updated, and it kind of used that to keep itself in sync. So I kind of, like, I had a whole team to myself, which was, like, super interesting. And honestly, the amount of money it took for tokens or just AI usage was not that high at all. So
what AI did you use?
I used, like, which model?
Yeah.
I used the Cursor's Composer, too.
Okay, yeah. Dude, C2F, it's a good one. And it's cheap.
Dude, like,
it's dirty.
Not an ad, dude, but
I thought it wasn't even tracking my usage. Like, the money, the meter was, like, not moving. And I was like,
there's a certain
it.
Amount of free usage you get. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that, their own one?
Full disclaimer, me and Prime have done stuff with Cursor before for people listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that their own one? Like, not is that not using one of the main ones that's their Cursor's own?
It's based off Kimmy K25, crazy girl, and they just did a bunch of reinforcement learning on it to make it, like, more sane. And they took the Kardashian out of it, honestly. It's way tuned down. It's not as fun.
Yeah.
So I feel like having an AI that would manage the Apple Store review process would be very valuable. Like,
yeah,
just like, I don't know. I don't know what can be done, but just the build and signing and submission and notarization and all that stuff is always such a pain in the butt on Apple platforms. I feel like an AI that you just say, like, hey, go keep doing this until Apple finally accepts my app would be a pretty handy little AI feature to have. Maybe it's better now than it used to be.
I had to tone down the language in my app for it to go through the process because my app was very blamey. It was very like, you're busted. Like, you know, like not like those exact
but
words.
You could totally use it for good stuff too.
wait, Trash, do you mean that like the app store rejected it?
Or the AI just some of the words. For like some of the words, it's like, this is like too aggressive and blah, 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 blah. God,
what a ridiculous world we live in. So Apple was like, I'm sorry, that's too aggressive.
Yeah, because it like, goes down to like the defamation and like just, you know, being mean, you know? Wow. So crazy. I had to like tailor it back to just like, this is just documenting stuff. But you can use it for good things.
You can.
Okay?
You can.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Casey's like, burn it. Burn it now.
Well, the idea's already out there. If Trash doesn't make it, someone else
will. Yeah, it's like too late. You've unleashed it on the world.
Imagine if this just causes a huge divorce wave around the world. Can you imagine?
That would actually be sad. We would be sad then.
Yes.
That would be crazy. I don't think Trash,
but maybe it's going to cause a bunch of people to remember the good things about each other.
Yeah. Don't forget, you can use it for good things.
It's true.
I love the idea of a product where every time, like literally every time you say anything about it, you have to go, but you could use it for good things.
if you don't use it for...
I thought that was social media.
But you can use it for good things.
On how well it works out.
One time, one person used it for a good thing. We think... Like, here's the receipt. We captured a guy doing a good thing with it once.
We've got all of them.
Yeah,
all three
times right here in the receipts log.
Weirdly, it was all zero. Trash on the stand-up live.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we'll see what happens now.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, congratulations, Trash, for releasing your very first...
My very first
Trash, that part
iOS app. That's pretty cool.
That's good.
That's a hurdle because iOS is extremely difficult. So you did something that most people can't do.
I can't believe I followed through. So I'm excited.
I assume Swift is optional. Like you don't have to program in Swift, right? You could program in something else if you wanted to. It's just that's what people often use for that, I assume.
Yeah, you have the option of Objective-C. That's like a pretty fun one.
Yep.
You could do React Native.
Yeah, I chose not to do React Native.
That may have been a good choice.
So...
All right.
Okay, Trash, two things. Why didn't you choose React Native, and what are you fiddling around with your fingers?
It's the carrot. I knew it. I knew it was the carrot.
I'm about to eat the chocolate.
He's about to do a celebratory carrot eating.
Carrot.
Well, I didn't choose React Native. I don't know much about it now, but when I did do it, the ecosystem was just hell on earth, so I knew just AI would just mess it up.
Yep.
So if I can just keep all these like insane peripherals out of vision... My AI can just focus on like something easy. So I didn't like use any really external libraries. It's just Swift.
Just Swift.
Like React Native, it's like, let me install this and install this. Oh, this doesn't work with this version. I don't want any of that. If I did that, I probably would have gave up or spent like a lot of money trying to figure that out.
Yep.
So you don't have to write React for everything, boys and girls. Okay.
That's not what Casey told me before the stream.
You can use React for good things, too.
Oh, my God. That is such a good clip.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end of the stand-up.
That is.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Wow, you really
the
nailed the outro on that one, Prime. Well, I guess that's the end of the
Prime,
podcast.
I got to say, I was watching Casey's podcast. Shout out Casey's podcast, the new one with Dimitri. And it was crazy because there's this thing that happened. I did not understand it. Before the episode starts, Casey comes out and says what's going to happen. And then at the end, he kind of like talks about what happened. And it was crazy.
I have never done an intro without TJ interrupting me. There has been no...
That's
I need
true.
A super... That's it.
That's true.
I actually have an Apple device for one of my cameras. I'm receipt whipping it out as
receipts.
I'm going to receipt TJ so hard.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, I'm going to get him so good. All right, hey, thank you very much for joining the podcast. I hope that you enjoyed this. If you wish to watch these things on Spotify, we do have a Spotify, we have an Apple podcast, and a brand new YouTube channel where you'll get the entire podcast. Yes, the very long intro where we ask Trash, hey, do you like carrots? And he says, no, chocolate carrots. You'll get every last little bit of it all on YouTube. The Clips channel will remain the Clips channel, and my channel will just have the main content on it for a little bit longer until at some point we'll just transition where it's only on the separate channel. And TJ, please interrupt.
Quick interruption here. Also, if you're interested, you can just go to thestanduppod.com. You can just download the audio. Just straight up. Just we have the MP3s. You can just download them. You just download them and it's chill. So just throwing that out there. That's more your speed. We've got that going too. You just put them on a little USB like this. You can listen to probably every episode of the stand up ever on just a little thing like this.
And it's fast.
And you'll own it.
It's very fast, very easily downloadable.
Don't click the red button on the website, though. It breaks the entire thing.
Click the red button.
Bye.
Boot up today. Vibe coding. Errors on my screen. Terminal coffee. And hair. Live in the